you know, if you are getting, you know, if you do get tired, let me know. But so we can. Anyway, the oh, I'm just curious. I'm trying to get straight how to get back to US 50 from here. How would you describe that? I'm just curious for information to get the. So I think I'm probably going back, you know, myself.
Oh, well, you go. You remember where you turned off of Route 62 up here by 2 miles up to the store and church?
Uh-huh.
Well, and you want to go to Road 50, you say.
Uh-huh.
Well, you turn right when you get back to this Road 62 right there at the store. And, mm-hmm.
And I get back to the Road 62, you just more or less follow the...
This road.
Yeah.
You follow 62 till you get to... to Dillsboro, and then well, there's two places where you can get on to 50, right close to Dillsboro.
The easiest would be
Dillsboro is about 6 miles.
Go past Walford's when turn.
Are you going west? You're going back to Indianapolis? Or?
Yeah, back to that gentleman.
Yeah, well.
To turn the main highway road, you'll come to it right shortly after you get in town. And turn to your left and go straight.
Well, he wouldn't know what you'd call a main highway.
Well, I mean from Farmer's Retreat.
Well, like there's some other way you could...
And take the main road in
town.
Anyway,
you turn left in Dillsboro.
Turn left. And go straight. And, out to the highway.
Straight north.
Yes. Turn to the north.
Mm-hmm.
And go straight and you run into Road 50.
Okay. I think I got it. Yeah. I followed that. As a matter of fact, as George was describing last night, he says, oh, it's real easy. You go here and you go left and you go left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's easier for somebody knows.
You take the main road, the main first street in Dillsboro.
All right, that sounds good. What do you call a trench?
There is another road that goes up in town, but don't take it. Take the main street.
Okay. Fair enough. What do you call a trench that's cut by the plow?
Furrow.
Okay. The I think we talked earlier about if you got trees on a piece of land and you want to plant it, what'd you say, clear it off? Is that what you
have to clear the ground.
Yeah. What do you call a piece of land that recently has been cleared off?
New ground.
Okay. You're raising clover or alfalfa or some kind of grass crop, hay or something. What do you call it? Second time you've harvested it?
Second cutting.
Okay. In the old days, before they had combines and stuff, how would you harvest wheat?
Wheat? With a cradle?
Mm-hmm. Then what would you do with it?
Tie it in bundles and well, how far back are you going?
Well,
in days. They'd tramp it out with horses on floors way back there, and then finally they got with the threshing machines that they'd run the wheat through after it was dry.